Welcome back to another episode of Edge God In, Maximizing Human Potential in Christ. Good afternoon, Dr. Stella. We're ready to jump into another fun episode today, and it's a good one. Everybody needs a little bit of releasing of the bondage out there, right?
Oh my gosh.
Who doesn't need a little releasing of bondage?
We just don't need to. So this one is going to be a good one. Thank you all for joining. We are always blessed to have people listen in and get healed and listen to God's word and just have a good time in Christ. So thank you for listening. We wanted to remind you of our website, edge.in, www.edge.in. And on that site, you'll have archived Bible studies. You'll have Bible studies templates to follow. We have a community. Please, in 2018, join our community, join our newsletter. Just really get involved, because this is a time, and Lauren and I have talked about it, where God is surfacing, and so is
it's his, time for revival.
And so is his opponent is surfacing too.
So yep.
Sure that we edge him in all that we do, so that we can have the power and the strength and the unity to champion our full potential in Christ. So this Bible study, we'll start in prayer. It is releasing the bondage, opening up to God's plan for your life. So dear Lord, we come to you asking that you open us to the message you gave us to share in this Bible study. This is all about you and not about us, Lord. It's about you. As we listen to your word and direction, let the revelation of knowledge come to us, giving us, Lord, the ability to hear, feel, and act on what we've learned, and more importantly, your word. Let us spend time and just meditate on your word. Let us remember, Lord, that you can free us from anything, opening up doors for all the promises and desires of our heart. You said that in your word, and we believe that, and we thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for giving us the direction today that we will need this year to understand, to act, to be present with you and within this village. Thank you, Jesus, in advance for all that we're going to learn from this Bible study and how it will guide us to be more like you and less like us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, this is podcast week 20. My sister Lauren and I are going to talk about releasing the bondage, opening up to God's plan in your life. And we talked previously in a podcast about negativity. And gosh, Lauren, you know, it was so funny because I had this room, I had a negativity ring. I'm like, oh, give me that.
No kidding.
Detox. We in negativity detox step two, we explore this area of high noticing around us and noticing those negative behaviors that block our ability to make God recognizable. So what we do is we end up focusing on that and not on what God has for us. So this podcast will actually take us further by digging deeper and releasing and bringing us more awareness to any bondage that we may have that's preventing us from opening up to God. So we want to start turning our focus on what he wants from us and not so much on what we want from him. Really hard thing to do. I've been going through a cleanse starting in January, a modified Daniel's plan, more of a kind of a vegan diet, and not with my coffee. I'm back on my coffee, but I'm limiting myself. Really open up the door to how I pray. And it's very difficult to pray not asking for things, yet asking what he wants of us. And that's what this kind of releasing bondage helps us do. It turns our attention from focusing on us, but what he wants from us. So we have learning benchmarks that we do in this Bible study. And they are learn, reflect, identify, integrate, and then also maintain. And so we're going to start off with learning. Lauren, if you want to start talking about learning, we can talk about what bondage is. And
sure, I'll do that. And if you don't have your earphones on, if you want to plug those in, to kind of keep a consistency with the voice while I'm kind of talking with this. That might be helpful. Okay, so let's just jump in with this. So the bondage, the verse that I think about in terms of our goal, set point, choice point is Galatians 5:1, which is one of our foundational verses, and which simply says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. And if you dismantle that, it is for freedom that Christ has set me free. Stand firm and don't allow myself to be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Simply asking yourself, what is your yoke of slavery? The bondage. The definition of bondage is just a state of being a slave, being servitude or subject to a controlling person or a force. So just stepping into that high noticing and relating it to your day-to-day life of where am I stuck? Where am I focusing my attention that is an energy leak? Energy is simply your capacity for action. And so where specifically have you become stuck in your life to move forward? The bondage basically holds you back from the personal excellence that Christ died to give you in life and to give you that sense of access. So this whole focus of this Bible study is to one, reflect on where am I stuck? And what areas do I want to shift, identify, and adjust in order to be able to catapult and flip myself out of this stuckness in my life? And so many times we'll read a verse, but we kind of get fixated on our condition over the invitation contained in the power of the verse, which it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And this also requires just that high noticing, Romans 6:6, around the old self and the new self. We know that the old self was crucified with Jesus on the cross, so it's no longer I who live, as Galatians 2:20 says, but Jesus bought us with the shedding of his blood, so that we were no longer enslaved to sin. So this is our heritage, and yet many of us, including myself, on a day-to-day basis, find ourselves behind bars that we've created in our own mind. Your greatest enemy and closest friend exists between your two ears. This is the place of transformation. And so we should not just think of spiritual bondage as being just processed by demons, but in other things that stop us from living all the promises that God has for us. Yes. So how do we get past these things and move to what we are promised? What does that look like? How do we unzip and step into the freedom of Galatians 5:1 that's offered to us through Christ?
Yes, yes. And we need to remember that in John, 1 John 4:4, that we must allow ourselves to pour into our emotional power. And our emotional power comes from Christ. He says, greater is he who lives in us than he lives in the world. Mm. And we need to remember this as we reflect on how we are going to get through this bondage. So when we're talking about reflecting, there is that come to mind that actually release strongholds. One of the things that we need, and there, I'll give like about four things, maybe four or five things that really help release strongholds. The first thing we can do, and we should reflect on, is knowing our opponent, knowing your opponent. Do you know who's against you? It could be in the form of your coworker, a person spreading gossip about you, or it could be your own self-destruction, which many people do. They self-destruct themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Garden of Eden, of course, we heard about the devil and know the devil's work. We still see it today. But we have to be mindful that the battle that we are experiencing is not ours. It is not a people-based battle. It's a spiritual one. So if we identify our opponent, his strategies and tactics, then we become empowered through the Holy Spirit to stop them. The second thing we need to do is stop reoccurring destructive habits. These destructive habits are something we can easily fall into, and they ultimately lead to our demise. It's spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. And this is playing and having an effect on our mind, our thoughts, or in our imaginations. We need to focus on 2 Corinthians 10:5. And it says, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity everything and thought to be obedient with Christ, again, that we might be you and your own self-destruction attitudes were in. So basically, Corinthians is telling us to lean on God, not on our own understanding, but his knowledge, and we can stop these destructive habits. The third thing is accepting that the battle has been won. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18 that all power and authority is his. All power and authority is his. Mm-hmm. So we've already won, right? Most of us don't understand that, and we're not walking in his power and authority, but Christ died to give that to us. The next area is speak, think, and claim transformation. So there's a lot of talk about transformation, and we all you hear that term thrown around a lot, especially in the secular world, but it is a good thing to do. When you have self-reflection, self-evaluation, go through the components of emotional intelligence, you go through a transformation. But we also went through a major transformation when we accepted Jesus Christ. There is power in our words now and in our thoughts. If you look at the book of Ephesians, it shares that we have this inheritance of God, and we have rich blessings because of this. And then lastly, we want to reflect on prayer and declare God's direction. The book of Psalms is wonderful for doing that. The poetic book, I love it. 25:1 says, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. So we're asking God to let us know his ways. Teach us his path. And it says, lean me in your truth and teach me, for you are God are my salvation. For you I wait all day. So ask the Holy Spirit to guide and direct your prayers. When you pray, don't necessarily pray for things. Pray for direction. Use his words to declare, decree, and establish the authority that God has in your life.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you just described in the reflection piece. The first part, just to review for those people that are kind of following the flow of this. We learned first, what is bondage? Am I stuck? And what that looks like. The reflection part of this has five different invitations here to reflect on what releases the stronghold. One, know your opponent. Stop reoccurring destructive habits. Accept that the battle has been won. Speak, think, and claim transformation. And the last one was pray and declare God's direction. So moving into the integration, once we learn this, what do we do with this information? One, to get rid of conviction around dark deeds. And this takes high noticing. Again, this all takes that high noticing around the emotional intelligence aspect, which is the first two phases of emotional intelligence. We do have a study, I believe it's a 4-part study on emotional intelligence, if you're unfamiliar with the emotional intelligence aspect of personal excellence. And to rid yourself around the dark deeds, are you aware of your emotions and how well do you manage your emotions? Because what you're not aware of can wreak havoc in the shadows of your identity and your behavior. And so as you shift your high noticing and shine the light of your presence upon it, then you come to the realization of getting right with God. It's like revival. I've been praying for revival, and two things happen in revival. One, a profound awareness of one's sinfulness is bubbled up to the surface. And the glory of God, which means the weight of God, comes down upon the person and meets them in that high noticing. It's Peter in the boat. Get away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Because it was revealed to him the glory of God. And the glory of God, the compassion, the forgiveness of God, meets man, woman, in that high noticing of I am a sinful man. And so it's that churning inside that convicts us. I want to get right with God. And this is the conviction that allows us to unzip the dark deeds, and the conviction to lean your entire personality into the power of the Holy Spirit and the transformative presence of Christ within. We have the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead dwelling within us, and it's activating that and getting that conviction catapulted to the front lines. And I'll just share one more, and then I'll flip it back over. But the second one is practice repentance. So as you're integrating and acting, the first invitation is get rid of conviction around dark deeds. Step away from attaching your identity to that darkness around and justifying it, taking full ownership of where you are at and allowing the light of Christ's forgiveness and love to transform you. It's the Paul-Saul conversion experience. And then practice repentance. Repentance means to pivot, to shift, to move in another direction. It's getting raw honest with God, talking to Him about what we're feeling, hiding nothing, withholding nothing, throwing our guts up before God and getting the whole rotten mess out before Him. Repentance is how God cleanses the deepest places of our soul.
That's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And there's two other areas that help us integrate and identify. And the third one is teachability. Many of us don't have a teachable heart, but this is vital for knowing God more, for keeping what we've already attained in Him, and also for engaging what we've learned from day to day. So we need to make sure that we have a teachable disposition before God, not only blessed by Him, but it allows us to use His word and all that He taught us in greater measures for ourselves and others. So this teachability is so cute, and it must be in your heart, but it's vital for knowing God.
And for stepping out of bondage.
Absolutely. And then the last area is intercession. And intercession is living in a place of open dialogue with God for you and others. Intercession is so very powerful. It's where we can really move away from conviction, or move into the conviction as it draws us to God. But it's a way of letting go and knowing that God has this. You know, I like to say, God's got this. I say that daily. You know, God's got this. When things go wrong, God's got this. And I'm going to go through intercession prayer and talk to God. It positions Him in the most prominent place for everything pertaining to our life, to godliness, to His will, to how He's going to work in our lives, as well as His will and work for others. So these four things are really key to identifying and integrating things to get us out of this bondage situation. So how are we going to, and moving into the last phase, we promised 20-minute short Bible study, so we want to make sure we honor that. But how do we do this? Well, maintaining this is huge. I always saw that to say this is kind of the area where, okay, I've gone to church and I've heard the word and I've left the service and I'm spirit-filled and feel really good, but the next day I've kind of lost it. So how do we maintain this? Well, God says meditate on the word of God day and night. Meditate on what He wants for us. Meditate. Spend some time with Him. He is your best friend. He is present when you are not present with Him. So meditate on the word. Then we suggest that you memorize at least one scripture, embedding it into your heart. It's amazing the power in scriptures.
A day, if possible.
Oh my God. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The Holy Spirit pulls that back up when needed.
Oh, when needed. It is our armor. It is our, it's how we fight against principalities and powers and the dark forces out there. So memorize at least one scripture and own it and use it. Use it. And then the last thing is support and prayer. We want to support each other. We're in this Edge God In in as a community of like-minded Christians, people that believe that Jesus is the Savior, and that we are going, this life is only but a moment, but our eternal life is forever. So support and prayer is important when you're trying to maintain some of these things. Mm. So let's end in prayer. I'd like to say, dear Lord, we come to you boldly asking that you find mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. Grant us the release from bondage or stronghold of the enemy so that we can be open to what you have us to do. Help us to be mindful that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and all that commands power of darkness, so that we own the victory, not him. We have the heavenly intercession of the Holy Spirit that answers our prayers and leads us to your perfect will, Lord. Today, Lord, we rebuke any bondage we are suffering from and openly accept the good works you have for us. Thank you for opening and directing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So just in summary, for those people that are listening in to this particular podcast, we just went through several concrete action steps and reflections that you can take to help you release bondage in your life. I highly encourage that you go back, print out this Bible study. We're going to start embedding the PDFs into the actual podcast on our site, edgegodin.com, so that you can simply click on it and download it and write down 1 to 3 things that sparkle for you, 1 to 3 things that land in your heart. Perhaps it will be taking action on knowing your opponent. What is it that spins you out of that inner peace and freedom that Christ died to give us? Perhaps it will be something in identifying and integrating into your life and practicing repentance, giving the Holy Spirit permission to sift you and to bring to you to the front lines of your awareness those things that block you from that freedom that Christ desires to give you and to set you free from any past shadows or judgments towards yourself or other people in your life. And as you take this list of 1 to 3 things, just go over it 1 to 2 times in 48 hours. It'll increase the opportunity for your mind to actually allow it to shift from short-term to long-term memory. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you for this study, Dr. Stella, and we're just grateful to be able to explore new and refreshing ways to release the bondage in our life and to run and not grow weary, walk and not faint by the grace of God.
Give them Jesus today. Thank you, everyone.